And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 16th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Trafalgar, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 300 miles northeast of Iceland, 963 expected, 650 miles east of Iceland, 968 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly, veering northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, perhaps storm 10 later in north, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor except in Cromarty. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in North Fisher. Rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good. Humber, Thames. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle for a time, then showers later. Moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, east becoming variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly or southeasterly, but southerly in southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in far southeast. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, east backing northeast 4 to 6, thundery showers in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4 becoming north 3 to 5 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest 4 or 5 veering northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, variable 2 to 4 becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in South Rockall, showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, westerly veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 for a time later, in north, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in northeast, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later, squally wintry showers, moderate to very poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 5, 8 miles, 1016, now falling. Stornoway, west by north, 5, rain, 1 mile, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 8, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1000, now rising. Wick Automatic, west 6, 5 miles, 1008, now falling. Aberdeen, northwest 4, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Lookers, west, southwest 4, 1011, now rising. Bulmer, west 5, 1015, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north 2, 1023, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 2, 1024. Scilly Automatic, south by east 1, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 1, 30 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 3, mist, 2 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by west 4, recent precipitation, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by west 4, drizzle, 2 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valencia, south 2, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west southwest 3, 24 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Malin Head, northwest 5, recent rain, 5 miles, 1018, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west southwest 6, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1016, falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday, the 15th of November. The general situation. A cold front currently moving southeastwards across the United Kingdom will bring an interval of rain to most areas either tonight or during Saturday. Colder, showery weather already across most of Scotland will follow from the northwest. It will be windy in the north with gales in the far north of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north. Squally showers, perhaps wintry in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Rattray Head, decreasing 4 at times elsewhere. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain for a time at first, showers later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 4 or 5, veering west or northwest 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle, then showers later. Moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far north. Rain or drizzle for a time later. Good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, then veering northwesterly again later. Rain or drizzle at times later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 to 5, then veering north or northwest later. Rain or drizzle at times later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4, then veering north later. Rain or drizzle at times later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, veering north or northwest later, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle for a time. Moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5. Occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 at times later in north. Mainly fair, then rain or drizzle, then showers later. Moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, veering northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest, veering northwest 4 or 5, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwesterly 4 or 5 at first except in far north. Otherwise westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, at first in south, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, then increasing 7 at times. Showers, moderate or good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Squally showers, perhaps wintry in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. And the Shetland Isles, west 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, wintry at first, moderate or poor, occasionally good in east. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin here on Radio 4 and brings us to the end of the day. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a warm and peaceful night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in New Jersey and New Zealand. On the way, why the Trump administration could be bad news for the Eurozone.
We will see even lower growth in the Eurozone, while on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, we'll see American economy that will probably benefit from lower taxes. So the gap between the US and the Eurozone will widen.
After some eye-catching appointments to Donald Trump's top team, we'll be in Washington to hear who's in the running to run the US Treasury, and we'll ask what he might do to create millions of new homes. And in Sri Lanka, after an election landslide for the president's left-wing coalition, can they fix its economic crisis? Stay with me for Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up for you after the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said Russia's war on his country will end sooner than it otherwise would have done with Donald Trump's return to the White House. President Zelensky didn't say whether Mr. Trump had made any demands about possible talks with Russia. But the Ukrainian leader was less complimentary about the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's phone call to Russia's President Putin on Friday.
Chancellor Scholz told me that he was going to call Putin. Olaf's call, in my opinion, is a Pandora's box. Now there may be other conversations, other calls, just a lot of words. And this is exactly what Putin has long wanted. It is extremely important for him to weaken his isolation, the isolation of Russia, and conduct talks as ordinary talks, which won't have any result, the way he did it for decades.
The family and the estate of the US black rights leader Malcolm X have filed a lawsuit accusing government agencies of complicity in his murder. They're seeking $100 million in damages. Here's Rowan Bridge.
Malcolm X made his name during the civil rights struggles of the 1950s and 60s. A prominent member of the black nationalist group, the Nation of Islam, he later broke with them, angering some members and drawing death threats. He was killed in 1965 as he spoke at a ballroom in New York in front of several hundred people. The lawsuit alleges the New York Police Department, coordinating with federal law enforcement, arrested Malcolm X's security staff days before the assassination. It also claims federal agencies had undercover agents in the ballroom who failed to protect him from the assassination plot.
The Republican Speaker of the US House of Representatives has said an ethics panel should not release a report on sexual misconduct allegations against Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's choice for Attorney General. Senators from both parties have said they want to see the report as part of the confirmation process.